This is LifeMint.com and you're listening to the Mint Editors Podcast with me, Nandita Mathur, and Mint's editor, R. Sukumar. Today, of course, the big story is the one of Reliance, where, you know, Mukesh Ambani has sort of waved his magic wand, as it were, and announced all these freebies. He's announced a new phone, free voice, affordable internet plans, even cable over TV, and, you know, lots of other things, bonus issue. So can we discuss this in detail and what it means for, you know, not only the telecom industry, but I see a lot of disruption in other industries like, you know, entertainment, for instance.
That's true. What we are seeing today is an announcement that will probably change the contours of several businesses. It will, of course, have huge impact on telecom itself. And that was evident immediately in the movement of the stocks of some of the listed telcos.
Right.
But it will also have an impact on cable television. And again, the stocks of the couple of cable companies that are listed again went down.
Right.
It will have an impact on content creators and broadcasters. Mm. And I have a feeling that eventually, depending on how it goes forward, it could also have some implications for e-commerce in a positive way, because I think it just broadens the base. So it's one of those fundamental changes that's happened today. And in some ways, even though this had been anticipated in some form, I don't think any of us had a clue on the magnitude of this company's ambitions and the amount they were willing to invest in actually going out there and creating a market.
Right.
Because I think what we saw, and we reported this a couple of months back or last month when Mary Meeker's Internet Trend Reports, the KPCB Internet Trends Report came out, we looked at what Reliance Jio had done to existing telcos as well as to the Indian telecom market in the first phase. Because let's not forget the fact that this was a company that launched in September.
Right.
I mean, we are speaking about it as if it was a company that was, that's been there for a long time, launched in September. And I think in 6 months, because the Internet Trends Report collects data, looked at data only till March, in 6 months, it pointed out that costs had come down and consumption of data on wireless broadband, mind you, had increased. And increased by a quantum of, by a multiple of six, if I'm not mistaken, from 200 million GB to 1.3 billion GB. And I think a lot of that, and interestingly, Mukesh Ambani used these numbers in his presentation today, a lot of this growth, I would think, can be traced back to Reliance.
Right.
Sure. Some of it is also because the others got competitive after Reliance came in and reduced their own mobile broadband prices or data prices. But I think there's a huge hunger for data consumption in India. A lot of it is video, right? I mean, that's right up there.
Yeah.
And then again, today, Mukesh Ambani was mentioning some numbers about the number of minutes that people watch videos for, which I will not mention because in the process of verifying those numbers, I just want to make sure because they seem so big.
Right.
How will various industries get affected? So let's look at it bit by bit. But I think at some point in time, we should also discuss the economics of this, right? Because I don't think Reliance is here for charity. They will want some returns on the significant investments that they've made. So telecom is obviously the first industry that's hit hard, and for obvious reasons. Because what will now happen is that the huge 500 million feature phone market in India has just been laid wide open.
Right.
And this company, which is Reliance Jio, has got an edge in it through the simple process of launching a feature phone. Except it's not really a feature phone. I mean, we've been wrestling with ways to describe it. And I think what it actually is a 4G device disguised as a feature phone.
Right.
Which is very counterintuitive because usually you'd like to take something which is lesser and make it seem like more. Here you have, you take something which is more and do the opposite, but I think that's what is required to appeal to that market.
Yeah.
And it's also something that's eschewed form in favor of functionality. So it doesn't have, from what I could see, the images that is, the product, the Jio phone as they call it, doesn't have rounded edges, doesn't seem to have used metals, doesn't seem to have used glass. So all these fancy materials that all of us have in phones like this are just not there, right? Instead, what it has is this very, very old-fashioned, molded, plastic-like
basic
body.
Kind of thing,
looks very basic, a screen, and a keypad.
Yeah.
But it is actually a 4G device. Yeah. So you can call it whatever you want. It's like a dongle with a keypad and a screen added. It's a 4G device because it has all the functionality. It has data functionality. It has video functionality. It even has a Siri-like assistant, right? I mean, for voice commands and things like that. I don't know the extent of assistance that this will provide, but from the demo today, it looked pretty interesting. And obviously, over the next few weeks, we'll have to road test this product and then see how good it is. But the fact is, it has all these things which you typically only associate with a mid-level smartphone, not even an entry-level smartphone, or maybe a high-end smartphone. And you have all this, which is available in a so-called feature phone. So the product looks interesting, functionality over form, and will appeal to an audience which is not particularly hung up on touchscreen and how the phone looks and things like that. It even has video facility. I mean, and they're going to give this video cable through which you can connect it to any phone and play it, which is smart. Understanding of consumers, because one person in the family is likely to buy it, but everyone can watch it on the TV and things like that. So that's the first thing. Then you have the tariffs. The tariffs are a little interesting because we've crunched some numbers and our own analysis shows that $153 a month is actually relatively a little bit of a premium to what existing Jio smartphone users pay. But that's because they got in early, they got it free for so many months. Here, people are not getting it free. But the fact is, our own sense is it will probably be a little cheaper than what they currently use, especially if you include the data aspect. If you don't include the data aspect, then obviously the economics will be different. But I think what is by now something, a fact that I think almost everyone accepts, is that there's no link between where a person lives and the kind of household and the amount of data consumption. Right. It's not as if rural consumers will not consume data. They may consume less data than urban consumers, or they may consume more. I don't want to get into that argument because, you know, one thing is they have very few options for entertainment and education and information and commerce, so they may use more data. The other one says that they're less sophisticated. It's something I don't agree with. They're less sophisticated, so they'll use less data. So let's not get into that debate. But the fact is, they will use data. They'll use data for watching movies, for watching video clips. It's something that's already happening because in rural areas, in many of these local recharge shops, there are people who sell these data cards which have Bollywood songs, pornography, and various other... No, pornography is like a huge thing. I mean, and various other things which are there, and they sell them for 10 rupees or 20 rupees, and people buy them. Movies. Some of these are pirated. Except a lot of this TV watching, movies, and all these things will now get channeled through Reliance Jio. And I think it's just a formalization of an informal market that already exists, which they managed to do fairly successfully through pricing. And then they're offering these sachets in terms of pricing. Yeah. 24 rupees and 54 rupees, I think, every one for 2 days and one for a week. Or you can pay 153 rupees a month. So I think the pricing is a smart move. If you look at the data thing, it also means that they are not giving things away for free like they were giving. But knowing this company, I'm sure that when the launch happens on 15th of August, there will probably be many more free offers and other things that come out.
Right.
So telecom's been disrupted. Entertainment has been disrupted. Broadcasting has been disrupted. If I were a DTH company, I would be very worried now because a lot of the delivery is going to be over this. Reliance Music could well become the biggest music app in this country. Reliance Movies could well become the biggest movie app in this country.
Right.
Is it too futuristic to think of a time when someone who wants to release their movies releases it in multiplexes and then a week later sells the rights to Reliance so that it can be beamed on the phone for, let's say, 20 rupees, you can watch the latest Salman Khan movie.
Right.
Kind of thing that would take the whole market by storm. And then, of course, there are opportunities in education. E-learning has been the next big thing for so long, especially in rural areas where people don't have great access, e-commerce. Mm. So I think you will see all these things coming into play. The interesting thing, of course, is commerce, right? Or the commercial aspect of it.
So if you saw the AGM, a large part of it was devoted to, you know, talking about Dhirubhai Ambani, and he actually, they played an AV out of his entire life span and whatever work he's done and how he's brought the Reliance name, etc., etc. Do you think in a way they sort of carrying forward his legacy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of scale of ambition, size of enterprise, everything, this is all very, very Dhirubhai. But you must also understand that over the years, this Reliance AGM has become a little bit like the Apple conference.
Yeah.
And it's above all, because we are all Indians, we all love it. It's like a big fat Indian wedding. I mean, there's a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
So you have the next generation coming there. And you have them, which is Akash and Isha, showcasing the new phone and things. You have his mother who's right there. You have the legacy of his father and then the homage that's being paid to his father. And you must understand that Reliance shareholders, and there was a time, I've been a journalist for a long time. So early days, all of us used to do these stories about Reliance shareholders and everything. They are a very faithful bunch of people.
Yeah.
And you must not forget that this is the company that started the equity culture in India long before anyone else. And they worshipped Dhirubhai. Kind of love that they have. And many of these people were there in the audience, right? I mean, so it's a very, that probably explains all the things. And I think they pressed all the right buttons, right? I mean, there was, when they had to choose a song to play, they played Vande Mataram.
Yeah.
When they had to choose a video to play, they played a shot of Mann Ki Baat and Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Right.
It was all... and then, of course, when pop culture, when they wanted to do showcase entertainment in a movie, they showed a trailer of Bahubali.
Mm.
So it was all...
Packaged nicely.
I think they pressed all the right keys. It was a huge hit.
Right.
The audience seemed to be lapping it up.
Mm.
But let's not forget that many of these people have made mini fortunes on the Reliance stock.
Right.
And considering the fact that a bonus was announced today, they have even more reason to cheer.
Right. So we'll see what they do in the next 10 years when they reach the 50th and the Golden Jubilee, which is what Mukesh Ambani also mentioned. So moving on, the next big news was, of course, the news of the president. A new president has been announced, Ramnath Kovind, and he takes over from Pranab Mukherjee. So what are your thoughts on that, especially because now they say it's the same BJP has the president as well as the prime minister, and he's from the Dalit community. A lot has been sort of written about that point.
I think it is the prerogative of the party in power to sort of call the shots in the presidential election because they enjoy the numbers.
Right.
Pranab Mukherjee was, at the end of the day, UPA candidate, our current president.
Right.
But I've just seen that by and large, some Indian presidents are not, they're not as biased as everyone expects them to be. Sure, the new president, Mr. Kovind, might have been a spokesperson for the BJP at some point in time, but that's the political progression in this country.
Right.
I mean, you rise through a party and sometimes... If you're senior enough and if people think you have enough of the statesman-like qualities to become the president, you become the president. And it doesn't mean that you immediately start doing everything in favor of that party.
Right.
Because these are, you rise above politics. And I think it's far too early for any of us to make a judgment that Mr. Kovind won't. We have to give him time. There's nothing he's said or done so far that indicates that he will take one particular side. His speech was extremely heartening to hear.
Yeah.
And what he says is true. I mean, he is now a role model for millions of people from underprivileged communities out there who look at him and who realize the benefits of a lot of things, most important of which is education, because he does have significant... He's a lawyer,
right?
I mean, so they look at it and they realize what they have to do to get ahead, and he has gotten ahead to the highest statutory office in the land. So, I can't complain about that.
So, those were Sukumar's top stories for this week. Do let us know what you think. You can email us at feedback@livemint.com or follow us at LiveMint on Twitter and Mint on Facebook. Thank you for listening and see you next Friday.